I'm sure that you have all heard of Padropio stigmata, that is the wounds in his hands and his feet and his side, very similar to those that our Lord carried in his crucifixion. But have you ever heard about Padropio's crown of thorns? I'd like to welcome you to our YouTube channel, Following Padropio. My name is Edward Urban. And what our channel is about is we produce a series of short but regular videos on the incredible life of Padropio. So if you are new to our channel, then please do subscribe to our channel and thereafter click the reminder bell that pops up so that you will receive future videos that we make. We'd love it also if you would like our video and share it with your friends. Getting back to our story. There was a young lady who was engaged to a university student who had lost his faith. He was a complete skeptic and disdained all religious practice. Well, as you can imagine, they engaged, so it was now a problem. She would not marry him unless he returned to the faith, and they argued about this incessantly. And finally, he consented to go to San Giovanni Rotondo and to meet Padropio, but let her know in no uncertain terms that he considered Padropio to be a charlatan and an imposter. The very first mass they went to, the lady was amazed to see her fiancé looking pale and shocked as he gazed at Padropio at the altar during consecration. And he whispered to her, "Does this happen every day?" "Yes," she answered, not quite knowing what he meant. And then at a future mass, another morning mass, she saw her fiancé was crying like a baby, as she put it. And leaving the church, he explained to her that he sees Padropio on the altar with a knotted crown of thorns on his head and with blood running down his face. And his priestly garments, he said, they are illuminated and dazzling. Padropio looks like that famous painting, Ecce Homo, the famous painting of Behold the Man, in which our Lord has just been scourged at the pillar and is now brought out on the balcony, exactly like that. Her fiancé said that he was crying because he was, in fact, so moved to see that despite all the suffering of Padropio, he remained completely serene and peaceful. And in fact, the young man said he thought everyone saw the same thing, but it was not like that. So you can imagine now, the young lady was troubled and amazed. She did not know if he was being completely truthful or making this up, or was it an emotionally induced illusion that he was going through. She was not sure about this. After she had made her confession to Padropio, she asked Padropio if her fiancé had really seen what he had told her. And Padropio confirmed that it was true. Anyway, later on, the young man went to see Padropio in the sacristy, and this is how he told Padropio, this is what he explained to Padropio. He said he first saw three crowns of thorns, and then at another time he saw what looked like a complete mat, a bonnet of thorns, as he put it, of the entire head. And so Padropio's response was, "Thanks be to the Lord, and don't be frightened, because I am not suffering as much as it appears." And then Padropio asked him to speak to no one about this, and gave him this advice. He said, "The secrets of God are to be guarded in the heart. The Lord loves you, and make the effort to always be faithful to him." That was Padropio's advice to the young man. Of course, the young man did not tell anyone, but his fiancée did. Well, word got around and eventually reached a certain Clonice Marcoldi, who was a long-standing spiritual daughter of Padropio, and she was writing a book about Padropio. So now she wanted to know more about the story. She was a friend of the man, and so she went and spoke to him, and the fiancé confirmed to her that everything was true. Well, another book refers to this man, this young man, as Bruno G. That's the only information we have. And the story concludes in a beautiful way. that Padre Pio himself married the couple. So obviously he converted completely by this experience. And just to add into this a little bit, Cleonice Morcoldi was writing a book and she wanted to know the whole story, everything about it, if it was true. So she prayed about it and then she went to Padre Pio and asked him if it was true. And Padre Pio replied, "And you doubt it?" So I'm not sure if that's a yes or a no. So another time, she asked Padre Pio if he bore the crown of thorns outside of Mass as well. And his reply was, "Yes, before and after." So somehow, spiritually, he was carrying this crown of thorns on his head, causing him intense suffering. Some future point, she asked him again, "And which sins are expiated by the thorns?" Well, Padre Pio replied, "All sins, but in particular, sins of the thoughts." Padre Pio offered this. He said, "You must know that through divine condescension, I suffer all that Jesus suffered, his entire passion, as much as is possible for a human creature." Please remember to subscribe to our channel if you have not already subscribed, if you are new to our channel, and click that reminder bell so that you'll receive future notifications of future videos that we make. For all the other options of what we offer, please see the video description below. Just click on the word "show more," it'll pop down and you'll see a whole list of things.